The latest and greatest in golf isn't just another carbon fiber-wrapped, titanium core, swing-tracking, flex shaft housed in a Bluetooth golf bag equipped with laser rangefinders and a GPS smartphone shot tracker linked to microchipped golf balls type thing. No, the latest and greatest in golf is Fuzzy's Ultra Premium Vodka. The best vodka in the game to remind you of just that. It's a game. Have fun. Enjoy every shot more with Fuzzies.
And welcome back. I'm Guy Relfer, and this is the Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC. We decided to go with our regular theme there to start our second segment of the second hour because we had some computer glitches there at the top of the hour. So we're kind of back here, back in the saddle where we want to be. But we're going to talk about Revere's riders a little bit here. And I've got Jake Woodcock, who I've known for a while. Jake, you and I have been pals for a bit. You've taken some of my classes. I've taken some of yours. But welcome. Also have Phil Brown from Revere's Riders. So both of you guys, welcome here to the Gun Guy Show.
Thanks for having us, Guy.
Well, Jake, first of all, for those folks who may not have heard from prior discussions, tell us a little bit about what is Revere's Riders.
We are a nonprofit shooting organization that teaches marksmanship, community service, and the history pertaining to April 19th, 1775, which is what you brought up earlier.
I sure did. And if you had to define, you know, sort of a mission statement for Revere's Riders, what are you guys really trying to accomplish?
We are trying to teach every American to become proficient marksmen. Yeah. And to know that the history of our great country.
Well, exactly. And, you know, a lot of times when we look at the meaning of the Second Amendment, you know, we hear we had arguments for 200 years, literally over 200 years. We had arguments on what the well-regulated militia even means. And a lot of folks said, well, if you're not part of the National Guard, the Second Amendment does nothing for you because that's what a militia is. It's a government-sponsored military unit. And lo and behold, here finally in 2008, the United States Supreme Court came out in the Heller decision and said no. In 1791, when the Second Amendment was ratified, the militia was everybody. It was the common citizen. Then it was all able-bodied males of a certain age, and today it'd be all able-bodied adults. And it seems to me, when I hear you talk about Revere's Riders and wanting, you know, the common citizen to be proficient marksmen, it's very consistent with what I think it now is the acknowledged, whether everyone wants to necessarily agree with it or succumb to the defeat of their prior arguments, the bottom line is that issue's been resolved. And the common man, the everyday citizen, is the militia, and we should be well-regulated. And when we talk about well-regulated, what are we talking about? We're talking about proficient in arms, and that's exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Well, now, and also, Phil, now you and I just met, even though I've certainly had some involvement with Revere's Riders before, but you guys have an event coming up, and this is the inaugural Marty Brown Open, and this is a personal mission for you, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a very personal mission to me.
So tell us about the Marty Brown. I see you share a name there, Phil Brown, yeah, Marty Brown. Yeah. Tell us about Marty Brown, and tell us about the Marty Brown Open.
Marty Brown was an instructor with me initially at Project Appleseed. And we transitioned over to Revere's Riders just because they had more options. Instead of just teaching rifles only, Revere's Riders has got options to teach handguns, carbines classes like you've taken. Mm-hmm. Gives a little bit more different avenues for us to teach in. Unfortunately, just about the same time that we helped found Revere's Riders, Marty was diagnosed with stage 3C ovarian cancer. Mm-hmm. And for about 40 months, she fought ovarian cancer, went through 60 chemo infusions, mm-hmm. More surgeries than I could really count on two hands, even all the way up to having her entire colon removed. I tell the story of Samuel Whittemore, our history events, and the tenacity that he fought with on that day of April 19th, 1775. And at one time, I thought Samuel Whittemore is the baddest dude out there. And no, she was.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And it's great that you have that memory of her and think of her in those terms. That's beautiful. But what are you guys now wanting to accomplish with the inaugural Marty Brown Memorial Open that's coming up on August 3rd?
Sure. What we're trying to do is use our typical Samuel Whittemore weekend, meaning we do a little bit of pistol training on Saturday. Sunday we do rifle training. but we're going to do it as a fundraiser. We are trying to raise as many dollars as we possibly can that we're going to donate to a local organization called Overcoming Together.
Okay.
And they support ovarian cancer patients and their families. So this is going to be run with some training in it. But at the NRA convention here in Indy, we went to all the local, the national gun companies, solicited them for donations, and we were just simply swamped with the amount of stuff come in. We are going to give away somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000 or $12,000 worth of material at this event. So we are going to give away a lot of stuff. What we really need is people to show up, because the door fees are what's going to actually raise the money.
Is that what it is? Is it, it's the registration fees specifically?
Not specifically, but the registration fees are going to raise the bulk of our money. But yep, we're also going to have a silent auction. In fact, if you got any fans out there of the Mr. Nuge himself, he sent us some items that are going to be signed for auction off.
Oh, awesome.
And we're also going to have some skills competitions. Basically, closest to the center of the hole, closest center of the target, $5 a shot or 5 shots for $20, all just trying to raise more money.
That's awesome. And now this is going to be down in Bedford, Indiana, right? Tell us about the facility down there.
Bedford, Indiana, locally known as a Bedford contingent. It's a private range that goes out to 300 yards. Owner is Shannon Childers, and for the event, he's going to actually host a luncheon also. So part of your event fees are fried chicken on Saturday and barbecue ribs on Sunday.
Now we're talking.
It's got a nice enclosed building so you can get out of the sun. It's probably going to be pretty warm that day.
Yeah.
And it's out in the middle of nowhere, and it's a very, very nice facility.
Well,
fantastic.
That's a fun place to shoot, is out in the middle of nowhere. That's one of my all-time favorites. So now, when you were describing the event to me just while we were off the air after you guys came in, man, it's easy. I just went to Revere's Riders. Don't put the apostrophe in there. Just reveresriders.org. Clicked on events, and boom, it came right up. So if folks want to register, I assume they can do that there online?
Exactly right. Reveresriders.org. Click on the Marty Brown Open Invitational, or Open Event, and takes you right to our event page. You can scan down, read about all the different sponsors that we have, and at the very bottom of the page, click on Buy Your Tickets, and off you're ready to go.
That's awesome. Now, it looks like individual tickets are $200. Am I reading that correctly?
You are correct.
Well, you know, what's kind of cool is what you just described, given the donations you've had and the swag people. Yeah, it looks like they're going to walk out with almost half their registration fee.
By the numbers, a little bit more than half. For $200, you get your lunch and your range fees. That's included.
Right.
So that's worth $40 a person right there.
Yeah.
Everybody that shows up, you walk in the door with an attendee ticket, and I'm going to hand you a swag bag worth $94.
That's amazing. Good stuff. Now, Jake, that's obviously a great cause, and it's so cool that you're doing that in the name of Marty Brown. I mean, a true hero, as described by her husband. But you guys also have another pistol course coming up here in July, do you not?
We do. July 20th at Riley Conservation Club in Terre Haute. We have a defensive 145 course.
Now, that's a cool facility. That's where I took my carbine class, isn't
it
that
is.
Right?
That was, well, that's near there. Sealyville was where you took the carbine.
All right. Okay. My bad. All right. But okay, this is the Riley Conservation Club, also out in that same area, out by Terre Haute.
And this course is for the people who've taken our basic pistol, who are familiar with the manual of arms and how to use them, and takes them to the next step of being carrying responsibly.
Yep. You bet. We talk a lot about responsible gun ownership right here.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's also coming up, July 20th. You can find that event right here at the same place. You go to Revere's Riders, reveresriders.org, click on events, and you'll see Pistol 145, which is the defensive pistol course. And then, man, what a great event, the inaugural Marty Brown Memorial Open down in Bedford, Indiana. I was down in Sugar Creek in Mitchell, Indiana, shooting in this tournament that I've talked about, and I drove right through Bedford. So that's not a bad drive, man, especially with so much of 69 being done now. So that's awesome. And everybody can easily find both of those events. Again, it's reveresriders.org. Just click on events, can sign right up. A couple of great events from a great organization. I mean, again, I love talking about the events that forged this country, and April 19th, 1775 could not be a more important date when we're talking about those events, because that's when it all came together. That's when it all touched off, if the shot heard around the world. So I love talking to the guys from Revere's Riders. Right now, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're taking a break. This is Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC.